I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Bass baritone Thomas Kwasthoff is one of the most celebrated classical singers today. He's won 3 Grammy Awards and performed all over the globe. Kwasthoff just released a new recording of Haydn arias, and he's currently performing them with the New York Philharmonic. But as Jeff London reports, the singer's path to stardom has been anything but straightforward.
Thomas Kwasthoff has the kind of voice that makes music critics wax rhapsodic, like Anthony Tomasini of the New York Times.
It's a warm, rich, full, robust sound. There's just a sense of something elemental and honest and true and authoritative. You sit up and listen when he sings.
My career, in many ways, is extraordinary.
When Thomas Kwasthoff says this, he reels off a list of the conductors he works with frequently: Sir Simon Rattle, Claudio Abbado, Daniel Barenboim, James Levine, Riccardo Muti.
These are the leading conductors that we have at the moment in the musical world.
Which would be, under any circumstances, extraordinary. But in Thomas Kwasthoff's case, it's perhaps more so. He was born almost 50 years ago in Hildesheim, Germany. While his mother was pregnant, she took the drug thalidomide to combat morning sickness. As a result, Kwasthoff was born with severe defects, shortened arms and legs, missing fingers. Even now, he stands only about 4 feet tall. But Kwasthoff says his parents were determined to give him as regular a life as possible. They pulled him out of a school for the disabled, where there were no distinctions between mental and physical disabilities.
But it was at that time very difficult, of course, to find a school to say, okay, we are taking him. The reaction was very often, we cannot do this, and it's too difficult for the teachers, and blah, blah, blah. So it was not very easy. I think my parents called 10 schools and they get 9 times no.
One constant in Kwasthoff's young life was music.
Music was permanently around in our house. I cannot remember not one day that I was listening to music.
Or singing it. Kwasthoff began a lifelong love affair with the music of Bach while singing in church choirs as a child. By the time he was a teenager, he was studying voice with a private teacher. He wanted to attend a conservatory, but was rejected because his disabilities made it impossible for him to play an instrument. Kwasthoff says the rejection turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
I was at that time, of course, sad, but now I know that I learned so much more intensively as a private student than at the university.
Kwasthoff's preparation paid off when, at the age of 28, he won a major vocal competition in Munich. That helped launch his international career.
Rauschendes Bächlein so silbern und hell, eilt zur Geliebten so munter und schnell. Ach, trautes Bächlein, mein Bote, sei du.
Tenor Michael Schade frequently performs in duo recitals with Quasthoff. He says he's impressed by Quasthoff's ease as a performer, how he can turn a large concert hall into an intimate parlor.
Thomas walks out on stage, and like in life, you have the feeling that you've always known him. And he looks at his audience. You have the feeling that he looks everyone in the eye. And there's sort of an excited hush that happens. And you suddenly have the feeling that due to this masterful control that actually Schubert himself or Brahms or whoever is singing is actually talking to you in persona.
Despite his popularity, Quasthoff limits his concert performances to about 50 dates a year. He spends most of his time in Berlin, where he teaches and lives with his wife and her 10-year-old daughter.
So I'm much more, domesticated in Berlin, and I'm enjoying it with the bottom of my heart. It's really, this is also coming through my singing momentarily. I have this kind of open spirit and mind that definitely helps my music making momentarily very, very much.
Right now, New Yorkers can enjoy Thomas Quasthoff's music making with the New York Philharmonic. He'll be performing Haydn arias through January 27th. For The World, I'm Jeff London in New York.
In el cabin d'onore stanca sudando il piede, stanca sudando il piede, per riportar mercede d'un nobile sudor. Non palpitar, non langue, per lui sparge.
You can see photos of Thomas Quasthoff at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. The World is produced by Andrew Sussman with Andrea Crossan, Alex Galifant, Joyce Hackle, Carol Hills, David Cohn, David LaValle, April Peavy, Adeline Sear, Tracy Tong, and Carol Zoll. Ann Lopez is our director. Our editors are Ken Bader, David Barron, Jennifer Gorin, George Lewinsky, and Peter Thompson. William Troop is senior editor, Chris Wolf, news editor. Our managing editor is Jonathan Dyer. The executive producer of The World is Bob Ferranti. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.